years.
Yeah, it's better, but it's different. And, you know, I've got it. My goal is to not let it change my life. As you guys see me, I'm at practice maybe once a week. You know, we're empty nesters. We spend most of our fall and winter in Florida. And if I can get up and do a Friday practice and meet with John and Nazi and hear the game plan and where they think the team is mentally, that's good for me. I can go out and see my friends Friday night. I can take my boat up to the harbor and enjoy Saturday night with friends and meet my family in my suite for the game and maybe head back to Florida again on Monday and for 4 days. So I don't feel like it's pushing me out of my comfort zone, and you guys have been very respectful of me, and the networks are very respectful of me. And so I think that Kevin Byrne gets a lot of credit because he's tried to, you know, make sure that this didn't change my life that much. So there are times after games that I ask myself, what in the world are you doing this for? Because you can't, I mean, God forbid, if you have a healthy family, then losing a game is the worst thing that's going on in your life. And so as devastated as you are October 4th when you lose a game and you're sitting home going, I can't take this pressure, it's offset by the wins, and we have more wins than losses, and I remind myself to enjoy those wins as much as those losses kill me.
Okay. Your text to John during the Denver game got a little bit of pub from John. You were obviously pretty sick. What was it about that game and that effort that left such an impression?
Well, I guess part of it was that I wasn't used to being at home watching a game. So it was kind of very, very weird to hear the announcers. And I do skip a few away games, as you guys know. I don't go to all of them. But not one with this on the line. And so to be sitting there with my wife and watching that and the cold and the wind and everything else and see us battle back on the road, I was just inspired, and I don't know why I did it. I guess I just thought I'll be the first text because everybody will wait to text John when the game stops, you know, and mine will be going, cannot send, or whatever. So I thought, shit on this, I'm going to be the first text that he sees. And, you know, I just looked at it, and I just wanted to say that losing wasn't going to destroy me. And I guess I thought that if he could read that before, I didn't want him to read it to the team, and I didn't want it to be in front of cameras. What I did was after the game, I called Darren and said, have John read the text, because I wanted him to read it before he did his press conference 10 minutes afterwards. So it kind of backfired on me because I wouldn't have done it if I thought he was going to read it. But I really wanted him to read that and go, wow, you know, we can take the good with the bad, and we are going to move on, and we're going to solve this thing together. And I did it, and here we are.
Well, when you saw the 70-yard, what was, like, the rest of us, what was your reaction when you saw it pass to Jacoby?
Well, I couldn't scream. So it was a lot of fist pumping and a lot of nothing coming out of my mouth. But no, it was like stunned. You're just stunned. I don't know if you guys have watched me with binoculars, but I'm not really emotional during the games. You know, I internalize it. And Kevin told me from day one, you know, be careful because you can clap your team all the way through the game, and then when they give up a touchdown and they put the camera on you and you show a hugely disappointed look or gesture, that's what they'll get on TV. And so I don't know if he kind of molded me to just kind of internalize it, but there's not a lot of negative and not a lot of positive. I do jump up out of my outside seat and go in to the inside and scream some things that I wouldn't want to be put on TV, but I love my stadium for that. That indoor-outdoor suite thing is sweet because I get to go in and, you know, scream and then just get back out there and sit down and then let Ron Shapiro rub my shoulder and know it'll be all right. It'll be all right.
How did you find out that Ray was definitely, you know, retiring? I know how Cam kind of told the guys in the locker room. Did you know before that? Did you have a
private? I knew before I knew he talked to John and Ozzy, and he was trying to get in touch with me, and I was in the Bahamas, and John got in touch with me and said, have you talked to Ray? And I said, no. And he said, well, he wanted to talk to you. And to be honest with you, I was only 70% sure that that's what he was doing. The fact that John wouldn't tell me what he had, but I was talking to John about a couple other things, and I wasn't sure if John was saying, I already know. He didn't say, I already know. If he did, then I'd have been 100% sure what he was going to say.
Yeah.
So I called him, and I didn't know what it was about. And he just said, I talked to John, and I talked to Ozzy, and I'm done after this. And I just said, I can't imagine the emotions you're going through simultaneously to decide that it's the end for you while you are rehabbing, like you are rehabbing in order to get back at the end of this year. It seems like you might not want to deal with those two crazy, focuses at the same time. And he said, I'm very, very comfortable with it. And we spoke for a few minutes, and I just said, mum's the word until you decide to announce it or tell the team. And that lasted, I think, a month, because originally he was trying to get back, I guess, for the third or fourth regular season game. And when we kept putting that off, and then we realized he wasn't ready for the Giants game, then I knew he wouldn't do it for the Cincy game. I knew that when it wasn't a make or break game, then I knew he would rest. So I guess we had to keep that quiet for, three or four weeks until he told the team and then made the announcement.
Steve, would you be surprised if Ed Reed followed him? I mean, I know he says he's coming back, but would you be surprised if he retired?
I would not be surprised, but if he said he's coming back, then I believe him. I just need Ed to experience this Sunday, and I don't know whether a loss might inspire him to change his mind, and I don't know whether a win would inspire him to change his mind. I really want to defer and not guess what Ed's going to do, because I don't know that Ed's 100% sure now. I think Ed will be 100% sure a month from now. And so we'll just play it out.
Given Ray and Ed's future, did you ever have the sense that it had to be this year, that this year had to be the season you guys put together a run?
Yeah, but we said that last year too. We just knew that the relationship that we have with guys like Goose and Jamal and Trent and all those guys, we have a special love for them for putting the Ravens on the map. And sometimes it seems like forever, and sometimes it seems like it was just yesterday. But we're going to have that relationship with some of these guys, and I just want it to include the ring. I want it to include that history for Baltimore. I just think that we thought we might do it last year, and I'm not so sure that Ray wouldn't have retired last year if he had won it. So I did when I knew Ray was going to retire, then certainly it put more, I doubled up my prayers that if it's ever going to happen, let it happen this year. I can honestly say that if Ed and Ray walk away, then for people like Helody and Suggs and all those guys, I'll be just as happy for them. But if we miss this year and win it next year, it will kill me that Ray didn't get to walk out on top, and Ed, may or may not be around to get his. So this is the year.
Do you feel like Ray's announcement has, do you buy into this idea that it kind of a team of destiny thing, or that him just putting it out there and saying this is going to be it for me has lifted
No, and again, I think that there was that team of destiny, whispers last year. And so I don't think we're a team of destiny because of that. And I don't think that these guys are more focused. There's no way in the world that you can imagine Torrey blocking better down the field because Ray's quitting. There's no way in the world that Vontae Leach is going to give that much more, knocking that linebacker in the hole. So there's no way in the world. I believe that if Ray was saying he was going to play another year, that these guys would give us the same thing. If anything, I think it puts a little more pressure on them. Are they as focused? Yeah, they're as focused, but I can't do anything. I can't help Ray go out on top. They can. And so I think that you have to be careful that there's not as even more pressure than inspiration on them to make this thing end the way we won it for Ray.
Steve, how angry?
I think it's a watch.
Steve, how angry were you about this? I know a lot of guys have passionately defended Ray this week. How angry were you about that story and surprise?
You know, it wasn't anger or surprise. It was just a shake of the head. I just found out about it yesterday. I read it, and you know, I wish I could give you an answer. I just don't know how to react to the timing of it. And how the players are going to react, but the love that the players have for Ray, I think that it probably pissed them off, and I'm just not going to go there. The Sports Illustrated is not worthy of a response from me.
Steve, the status of the game, with a lot of people talking about the hard hits. Bernard Pollard says.